Noble pressure. Where you? Where your noble pressure? Yeah. J.D.M. Jamaican Badman. Right? Check it out. One thing I got to say is a lot of people don't take care of their bodies. They don't take care of their vehicle that transport them into whatever discovery, life, expectancy, fulfillment, position that they set for themselves. Think about it. You're human, right? You have a body. Everything you do involves being physical and your mind, right? Now, some people just neglect the things that's transporting them and enabling them to do the things that they want to do. Like, for example, it could be physical, where a lot of people are obese. For what? Why? Why did you do that? You know what I'm saying? Like, some people, they do bad things, including myself. Bad habits. My habits are drinking. I like to drink and I like to take caffeinated stuff because I like the gym. Those are two badass combinations, right? Now, why are we abusing our bodies? And this is what enables us to do whatever it is that we need to do in life, right? It's our vehicle. It don't make any sense. And when you sit down and you actually think about it that in that way, then you realize, like, oh man, this is fucked up. I'm destroying my vehicle. Technically, I'm destroying myself, you know? So think about that one day whenever, you know, you're feeling down and stuff like that, man. Just kind of do things to your health, you know, like adjust your diet, you know, go outside, walk around, you know, stop laying in bed all day, stop, you know, like, you got to do things to make sure that that vehicle that's supposed to transport you through life lasts a lot longer and more efficient than you would if you did not do such things, right? Okay, I got another example here, all right? Example number two, mind. Never neglect the mind, right? So when you go to school, they start off with small things and you grasp that concept and they advance and you take tests and you pass and you grab it, you get an interest and then you lock into the interest and you put your all into it and you meet people and you explore and expand and build your knowledge, right? So the mind is very, very important as well. So it's not just physical, take care of yourself, but you definitely need to make sure that you're also taking care of the thing that makes you function, right? So you have your physical self, that's your actual shell of your body, and then you have the motor, which is your mind, and you need to take care of both of those. And think about if we invest both in our bodies and in our mind, how successful the possibilities would look. It's like playing the lotto, right? You go to the lotto and the lottery is like skyrocket, right? Like breaking record numbers. The odds of you winning is very fucking slim, right? But I'm sure if the lotto, right, was fucking twice as much as the breaking record, but you placed twice as much effort in playing, meaning twice as much tickets, twice as much times, right? The chances of you winning has now been greater by twice as much. So it's the same way you got to think, right? You got to think about your life like that. I do. I'm starting to. You know, fucked up a lot of years in my life, and I don't regret some of them, to be honest with you, because I have a lot of good stories. I got a lot of good times and a lot of good memories, right? But, like, I see other people who were my age that didn't do shit, right? And they don't have that much memories, but yet the things that they need to settle down and do, they did it. And now they're reaping the benefits. And I'm just asking myself, like, would I prefer to reap the benefits then or now? You know? Invest in yourself. Just remember that yourself is the vehicle. Your actual physical body is a vehicle that will enable you to invest more in yourself. Not just the physical aspect, but also remember that your mind is just as important. Feed yourself knowledge. You know, knowledge is power, right? You know, what's the difference between two guys that dress the same, look the same, and go for the same position with the same experience? How do you pick who gets the job? Think about that. We out. J. B. M.